here, Jake and Quartet Music to another level. From 8 to 5, it's Quartet Music at its best. And from 5 to 8, it's contemporary Christian music here on the NFI.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
You've already done enough for me. Said I jumped up out my bed, went down to my knees. Wanna say thank you, Lord, for watching me and keeping me safe all through the night. For this breath of fresh air and a brand new life. Turn around and new church, what they say, to put a smile on her face and take her home and lay her down. But I started thinking,
you've already done enough. my sins away. genuine and epic experience of music and sound trembling through your veins.
Definitely get you out of your seat.
Come on, y'all, let's get it. In 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
the Anointed One.
Welcome, my brothers and sisters, to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I'm your host, the Anointed One. I'm going to be right here with you, and definitely 3 hours of nonstop. It's Gospel Mixdown Showcase, and you are catching a wave. We're going to take you into a three-hour contemporary mixdown, and I'm going to be right here with you, mixing down some of the very finest in gospel music around the world, various artists.
When you listen to your favorite pop artists today, acts such as Whitney Houston, Boyz II Men, and many, many others, in a sense, you're listening to the great gospel groups of the past.
When I say my last song, I want to hear it say, when I say my last song, I want to hear him say,
welcome home.
When I sing my last song, I want to hear him
say, welcome
home. I want to hear him say,
welcome home. I want to hear him say, welcome.
feel a birth of Jesus in me. I feel a birth of Jesus in me. As I fall down and pray, trusting God in every way, I feel a birth of Jesus in me. Yeah, I feel a birth of Jesus in me. I feel a birth of Jesus in me. As I fall down and pray, trusting in God, yeah, in every way, yeah, of Jesus is in me. This birth in me, it sets me free. This birth in me lets me know I've been born again. This birth in me, yeah, won't let me be ashamed to tell a whole wide world, yeah, oh yeah, that the birth of Jesus, oh, oh, is in me.
I'm going.
I won't have to cry no more. God's gonna lead me to that other shore. He's gonna take me by the hand. He's gonna lead me.
Trouble will never end. Oh,
whenever, never.
you don't ever hear me sing again. I want y'all to remember that the Christian brothers told you, we gon' keep our hand in God's hand. Makes no difference what may come our way. I've been lied on, talked about, I've been cheated, I've been mistreated, but the Romeo, God is still loving us, wrapped all around me. And church, I got a made up mind, I got to run on, I got to see what the end's gonna be. Did y'all hear what I said? I got to run on. I got to see what the end gon' be.
See what the end gon' be.
I'm gonna run on,
run on.
I'm excited now. Let me tell you why. Devil been trying his best to tear this little group up you see right here. But I remember what mama told me when I was that very little boy. She said, son, if you go down on your knees, pray a sincere prayer, mean it from your heart. She said, God will hear, and he'll answer prayer. Can I get a witness in the room? And for somebody else in the room that may be going through and just don't know what to do, let me tell you what I found out. Let me tell you what I found out. Go down on your knees and call on Jesus. That's all you gotta do. That's all you gotta do. Let me tell you how I feel about it. 40 years old, I can sit here and let you know I know for myself tonight. Prayer changes. Prayer changes.
I believe.
Prayer changes.
I know that.
Prayer changes. Prayer changes.
I heard that.
Can I get a witness that it will? Anybody ever had to go down on your knees? Pray a sincere prayer. Do you know prayer
changes?
Can I get a witness to that? Before I left my home, I got down on my knees.
begin to thank God in advance for what I know he was getting ready to do. I got down on my knees. Said, Lord, if it be thy will,
if it be thy will,
save my baby.
If it be thy will, Lord.
When I got to the hospital, to make a long story short, doctors looked at my baby, said that an 8-inch shank had went through his intestines, punched a hole in his pancreas, said we got to do emergency surgery. I gotta thank you, Jesus, because you saved his dream
from
that song. Laid on his hospital bed after the surgery, doctor said we just gotta wait. Church, one day passed, no activity in my son's intestines. Church, 2 days passed, still no activity. But not one time did I doubt the Lord, because I know too much about the Lord, and you can't make it out. I got to brag on Jesus now. I got to testify about what he done on that Thursday. Jesus showed up, showed out, stepped in my soul.
I've seen the news. Yes, I've saw many sad faces. Hurricane Katrina was one that stormed me. People lost their lives, their loved ones, their home, and left hungry. All I could say,
hallelujah.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
Because you spared.
You spared my life.
From the storm.
From the storm.
Lord, I realize
it could have been me.
And he told me to make sure I call you. So you ought to come on and magnify the Lord with me.
Said,
I rise from the storm.
From the storm.
Oh, yeah. February 24, 2007, right here in Dumas, Arkansas,
my hometown.
Tornado came through the city, destroying, throwing, and knocking everything in its halfway down. Out of
33 homes in my neighborhood. Only 9 left standing, livable and looking pretty good. But out of everything that was destroyed in my block, right now I want to praise you, because my good singer, she gonna make me from my rooftop. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Have you ever been down and you just couldn't get up? Have you ever been at the crossroads in your life? Didn't know which way to turn. Oh my Lord, listen. While looking from place to place, trying
hospital, but I'm with the truck. and I don't see how in the world you get out of that truck. Some of y'all know my daddy. When he says something like that, something done happened. So on our way home, I got on that bus, and I sit down beside the window. And while I'm sitting by the window, I said, Lord, you know my heart. You gave it to me. I don't know the condition, but I gotta turn it over to you. And that was one of the longest rides I've had in a long time. And we rode all night long. And when I got to my car, I couldn't wait to get in it. They had called me and said that he at home, but they don't know he might have some head trouble. And when I got home, I went down, his room was on the first one in the house. And I walked in the room, and I walked, shook him. I said, son, he raised up and said, yeah. I said, you know who I am? He said, daddy. You ain't got to take my word for it. Wave your hand. That's him right there. Ain't God good? All I'm trying to tell you in a few words.
Canned goods and brought them and put them on the scales. and put it on that scale. And that little bitty piece of paper outweighed the bread, the canned goods, and the meat. So then they packed up the little lady's groceries. Oh, how much the Lord asked the lady. Walked out of the store, but she left the paper there on that scale. And when the store manager saw that little piece of paper, he said, I got to see what it is about this little bitty piece of paper. He picked it up. It was light like paper. It looked just like paper. But he opened that little bitty folded paper. And there was some words. Yes, that the little lady had written down. And the words that she wrote down were words that said,
everybody, I know you got something to thank God for. All at one time, help me tell him, thank you. That's all you got for Jesus. Tell him, thank you. How many of y'all can remember before you accepted Jesus in your life? You was out there in the world doing all kind of things. Didn't even take time to pray. But how many of y'all glad somebody prayed for you? How many of y'all glad that sometimes I steal away? And it's good to steal away sometimes. And I said it was somebody prayed for me.
Somebody pray
for me.
Y'all, can we have some church in here?
Somebody pray for me.
Somebody pray.
How many of y'all glad about that in here?
For me.
Wave your hand.
Bobby.
And you know how it is sometimes. You don't want people to see you down. Can I get a witness? And I didn't really shed a tear. And I told them, don't tell my mama that I'm in the hospital. But ain't it something about a good mama? I need a church in here. Ain't it something about a good mama? You don't have to tell mama nothing about her child. Mama got some down in her soul, and she know there's something wrong with her child. When mama walked in, I was in ICU, and I started to cry, because I didn't want mama to see me like that. Mama rubbed me on the head and said, don't worry about nothing. God's gonna make a way. God's gonna make a way. And right there on my sick bed, mama put her hand on my head, and I could take her. My mama prayed for me. How many of y'all got a praying mama? How many of y'all know your mama pray for you? Get up on your feet, dog.
Oh, touch like we used to. Church don't have touch like we used to. Church began at 11 o'clock. Is that 12 o'clock? We don't have church like we used to. We don't have church like we used to. Just don't have church like we used to. Church began at 11 o'clock. Is that 12 o'clock? We don't have church
like we used to.
We
you go through. How many of y'all know when we get over there where Jesus is, we gonna understand it better by and by. Can I get a witness? And I don't know about y'all, but little old song. Oh, when I come. How many of y'all know we got to come to the end of this journey? Sometimes we get tired, but you can say, weary. Lord have mercy. And the victory's been won. I'm carrying. It get hard sometimes. The step.
depression. But one day, y'all know what? We'll understand. I don't have no church in here. Then he gonna say, well done. Somebody say, oh,
oh,
when I come,
when I come.
I just need 20 people to raise your hand with me and say, I gotta come to the end of my journey. Get tired sometimes. Anybody get tired? Weary.
Weary.
Of life.
Of life.
How many of y'all know? The battle's been fought. God already paid it for you. And the victory's been won. Can somebody raise that sanctified hand and say,
Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's the highest praise and welcome. It's 2021 as we go into prayer today, believing and trusting and knowing by faith that your breakthrough is just in the midst of you today. Let us come together in unity, touching and agreeing, binding, decreeing and declaring and speaking out of our mouth life. And that we speak, we can receive that God has for us today. If you believe by faith, trusting and knowing that you are in the midst of your breakthrough. So come on, let us exalt his name together this day as we pray for you and we pray for this nation. We pray for your family and we pray for the people around the world in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. I believe, God, that whatever you ask in Jesus' name, he will be in the midst. So we're going to touch and agree, and we want you to join us as we go into 30 minutes power of prayer. Let us go into prayer and praise the holy name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. It's a new year and a new time, a new day, and it's 2021. Don't look to the left nor to the right. Don't look to the past, but look in the present from where your help is. Your help is in the Lord and is right in the midst of you today for your breakthrough with 30 minutes of prayer. I believe, God, that whatever you ask in Jesus' name, he's going to be in the midst. Come join us as we believe by faith in Jesus' name this day. Let us go into prayer.
Come on and sing it, Tim, with me. In my life, sing it. In my life, be glorified. Be glorified. Sing it to him. Be glorified. In my life. In my life. Be glorified. Be glorified. You get the glory. You get the glory. You get the praise. Lord, you take the honor. And I just want to say thank you. You get the glory. You get the glory. You get the praise. Lord, you take the honor. And I just want to say thank you. In my life, sing it to him, church. And in my life. Father God, we bless you this morning. We worship you. We magnify you. Oh, come on, just lift your hands to heaven. Come on and just help me bless my God. Bless him right out of your heart, out of your spirit. We love you, Jesus. We worship you. Be glorified, 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 Jesus. We love you, Lord, with all of our heart, our minds, our souls, our bodies and our strength. We say yes to you. We say yes to you. Tell him yes, and we say yes to you. We say yes to your will, yes to your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way. You get the glory, and you get the glory. You get the praise, Lord. You take the honor, and I just want to say thank you. You get the glory. You get the praise. Lord, you take the honor. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we get ready to go into the Word of God, minister to your people this morning. Touch your people. Encourage them. And as we pray this morning, we pray for this great country of the United States of America. Bring peace to America, Lord. Remove the things that divide this great country. Bring peace. There's so much more to be celebrated, God. Dear God, you said, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sins, and I'll heal the land. Lord, you said in your word in Psalms 133, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Bring unity like only you can. Jesus, you said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. It will fall. It will collapse. But we rebuke the spirit of division in this country, in this land. We rebuke it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bring unity, God. Bring peace. Bring a oneness that only the Holy Ghost can give, God. We look to you, Jesus. We look to you to bring peace in this country. God bless your people this morning. Encourage them, minister to your people, and let them know that no weapon formed against them will be able to prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment shall be condemned. Lord, your word says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. God, open the eyes of your people and help them to realize Satan is our adversary. It's not one another, the real adversary who's laughing in the background at our noise and our confusion and our division. It's the devil, but we expose him and we call the devil out for what he is. He is a liar. He is a deceiver, and we bind the devil in the name of Jesus. We bind you, Satan. The blood of Jesus Christ is against you. Your plans will not work. They will fail every single time. Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And there, God, we are on your side this morning. We are on the Lord's side this morning. And we say, not our will, but let your will be done. For the glory of God and the honor of your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody say amen right there. Glory to God. But this is what I want to talk about this morning. Blessed in the presence of your enemies. Glory to God. You know, David prayed that in Psalms 23. David said, he prepares a table before me, right in the presence of my enemies. Glory to God. We serve a mighty, awesome God. And we will see this played out in the life of Christ in Mark chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. And the Bible says, and he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand. Glory to God. I mean, you talk about being in the right place at the right time. This was the Lord Jesus. I mean, the right place at the right time. He's led by the Holy Ghost. And Jesus is in the synagogue ministering, and there's a man there which had a withered hand. It's not a coincidence. It's the Holy Ghost orchestrating this whole miracle, setting it up. The Bible says, verse 2, and they watched him. They watched him whether he would heal this man on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him of work, really. Because, you know, in this day, the Jews, there was not supposed to be any work on the Sabbath. Now, these hypocrites, they would, if their donkey would have fallen into a ditch on the Sabbath, oh, they would be quick to yank him out of that ditch. What hypocrisy. But watch this. So they are watching Jesus that they might accuse him.
Amen. And verse 3 says, and Jesus said unto the man which had the withered hand, stand forth. And I mean, he's going to put the power of God on display. And he said unto them, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save life, or to kill? But they held their peace. Now, these Pharisees are too much. These are church leaders. They knew the answer. They knew it, but why did they held their peace? Because they were a bunch of backslidden hypocrites. God was right in their face in the flesh. And they are so interested in their own positions in the church. They hated and despised the popularity of the Lord Jesus Christ among the people. They want to kill him. They want to conspire against him. They want to get rid of him. They care nothing about the power of God. All they care about is their influence. How sad when the church reaches that place that they care more about their position than the condition of the people that they're supposed to be ministering to. And this is the condition of the hearts of the Pharisees. They held their peace. That's an obvious answer. A two-year-old could answer that one. But they held their peace. My God, what hypocrisy. And when he had looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he said unto the man, stretch forth your hand. And he stretched out his hand that was paralyzed, and his hand was restored whole as the other. How sad is this? It's great and it's sad. Here is a man who has a paralyzed hand, and the Pharisees are so concerned only about their own positions of authority. They would rather see someone walk away from their church building unhealed so they can have their influence. But, you know, when Jesus shows up, he don't care nothing about man-made influence. All he cares about is the perfect will of God. And Jesus did it right in the presence of... I mean, think about it. I mean, David said he prepares a table before me right in the presence of my enemies. A buffet table of the healing power of God. And this man with the withered hand had sense enough to stretch his hand out in obedience. And the Lord Jesus healed this man right in the presence of the enemies of God himself. Enemies of the healing power of God. Enemies of the resurrected Christ. Enemies of the Messiah, the Savior of the world, the Lamb of God, Mary's baby, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, my Jehovah Jireh. But he didn't care nothing about them. And this is the thing, Christians and people of God. Even though he was grieved and angry at the hardness of their hearts, he did not allow them to distract him from his mission and his purpose on earth. He healed the man even though he was upset. And it's okay to be upset. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. Come on, somebody, talk to me. Can we get back to our Bibles? Come on. Be angry, but sin not. Come on, somebody. And the Bible says he looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, and he said, stretch forth your hands. He gave this man a miracle right in the presence of haters, the naysayers, the ones who wanted to resist the power of God. Man, this is what I like about God. When he gets ready to move, he does not need the permission of nobody. He is God all by himself. Glory to God. And the Pharisees went forth immediately and took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. But I love what Jesus did. But Jesus withdrew himself with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed him and from Judea. My God, my God, my God. Mighty God, you're God all by yourself. Isn't that sad? Isn't that sad of the Pharisees? But it's great on the power of God, because Jesus healed this man right in the presence of his enemies. And this is our series this entire week. No weapon formed against you will prosper. I'm here to tell you this morning, God is about to bless you right in the midst of your enemies, right in the midst of the haters, the naysayers, the ones who are hoping you fall and wouldn't make it. But the devil is a liar. God is on your side. Mighty God. Come on, saints. Look at this opportunity. He told me, God said to me in 2021, I have set before you an open door. Come on, saints. Let's possess the land. Let's claim territory for the kingdom of God. We got to be aggressive about the things of God. We can't be laid back and lackadaisical. It's not going to fall in your lap. You got to go after it. We love you so much. You know me and Pastor Amy love you. God bless you.
Sometimes in life, we seem to want to give up. But I'm here today to tell you, don't give up. Hold on and be strong. Because you can't make it without the Lord. But let me tell you what I did. I tried to do things on my own. But everything I tried to do, yes, didn't. Go right. So I went down on my knees and said, Lord,
time to me. Joy of my life, you're the beat of my heart, you're so amazing.
What I want to see right now is everybody on your feet. Come on, you got to stand all over this house. Never look cold tonight, but say, won't it be wonderful?
Won't it be wonderful?
Won't it be
Marvelous,
just die over there.
Elder Callahan, at the Word of Deliverance Ministry on NFI Gospel Radio Network. I'm inviting you to come and listen to me on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. every week. And I am so excited, and Word of Deliverance means that if you are bound down with something and you want to get free, just come and get a word from the Lord, because we try to say exactly what the Lord say. I'm inviting you to come on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock. Come and catch the wave in Jesus' name.
Be sure to join Elder Kerry Hurst, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And now let's join Elder Kerry Hurst, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries out of Raleigh, North Carolina.
Good Tuesday afternoon to you. What a great day to be alive. Oh, come worship the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I thank God for this opportunity, as always, to come on Tuesdays, because it's such a good thing to go into the word of the Lord and search out the word. And I thank God for Jesus and for each one of you today. Today, we're going to go into the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4. And we're going to be reading from starting at verse 11. For we which live always delivered unto death for Christ's sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then, death worketh in us, but life in you. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless your word. Lord, even as I open my mouth, you open the spiritual ear of one that's listening today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Okay, let's say for a subject today is, where is your faith? Where is your faith? The power of, the word says that the power of life and death is in the tongue. So that being said, we can either bless our own self or we can curse our own self. And it's so amazing that I've heard a lot of people speaking, and I get, it's something that happens in my spirit when somebody says that I'm broke, or I'm sick, or I feel down, or I am depressed. People are cursing themselves and don't know it, but we have to turn it around and look at what God says about us. And we say, well, I can't do this or I can't do that. But the word says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, Christ give us strength to do things that we think that we can't do. And I was looking at a lady on TV, and she was talking about how she had gotten burned, and her top lip had burned off, and her husband and the people from her church began to pray for her, And the lady, the nurse had told us, said, well, you'll be scarred for the rest of your life. But when you look at the lady and you see her, you can't tell that she has ever been burned. All around her neck, her face, and her shoulders, second and third degree burns. But she believed God. And it reminds me of Caleb when he went into the city to spy out the city. Joshua and Caleb went in to spy out the city to see if they could take it over. It was 12 men sent out, yet only two of those men came back with a good report. They had grapes so big it took two men to carry one bunch of grapes. And Joshua and Caleb said, well, come on, we can take it. We can take it. The other 10 men said, well, no, we look like grasshoppers in their sight. But what did you look like in God's sight? Now, if God says that you can do it, he doesn't expect you to do it on your own. He expects to help you do what you can't do. And I think that we should trust God. And we say we trust him until we get in a bind. When we get in a bind, we don't trust him anymore. We just don't. We can't see where we can trust him. And when I think about the young man that was sitting in a service, he was just crying. He had to sing that day. And he was just crying, and I walked over to him and asked him. I knew him, but he didn't know me. And I asked him, I said, well, what's the matter? He said, they're going to take my wife's foot off in the morning. And I said to him, who told you that? He said, well, the doctor said it. I said, well, what did God say? And he said, the doctor said he was going to take my wife's foot off in the morning. I said, okay. I said, tell you what I want you to do. I said, let me ask you this. Would you do something that looks stupid if it would save your wife's foot? He said, yeah, I would. I said, okay, let me tell you what I want you to do. I want you to go home, turn this in your Bible to St. Mark, the 11th chapter. Start reading at verse 21. It said, those things that you say when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. I said, I want you to pick that foot up after you have kept repeating that scripture. Just keep right on saying it until you get, till it's down in your knower. You got to know that if God said it, it is so. Once you get it down in your spirit, pick her foot up and tell the gangrene to get out of her foot. Tell it to get out and go back to hell where it came from, because, see, that's where it came from. The Bible said every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. But we know that the devil's job is to say boo and see how far he can make you run and how fast and how quick. But we need to start trusting the Lord. I don't care what it looks like, because you pray right this minute and you don't see a difference right this minute, just say, well, God said it's so. I don't care what it looked like. It is so, because God said it was so. And I didn't see the man no more for about 2 years. And he told his brother, he said, the lady. His brother said, what lady? And he said, that's the lady that told me about my wife's foot. And they took her down to surgery, and when they brought her back up, they had not cut her foot off. It wasn't no gangrene in it. And so that's what we have to do. See, the man believed what the word said. And because he believed what the word said, it was so. And God didn't ask us to do something strange. He asked us to do, say about ourselves what he said about us. He said he sent his word to heal us. So if he sent his word to heal us, then that's what's supposed to happen. He healed us. It's a done deal. But we have a tendency to say, well, I prayed and did nothing happen. Of course it didn't, because you didn't believe it would happen. And we have to put our hands on ourselves and tell our bodies what it needs to do in Jesus' name. See, so we can use the name of Jesus and get whatever it is we want if we believe it's going to happen. But if we don't believe it's going to happen, of course it won't happen. And see, when we're baby Christians, we can depend on mama's prayer. We can depend on pastor's prayer. But once we get through with the milk, then we're supposed to be able to bite into a steak after a while. And we're supposed to be able to chew that steak up. But we can't keep right on sitting around drinking milk. We 40 years old, 50 years old, sucking on a pacifier with a pamper on. We're supposed to grow up after a while. But where's your faith? You're going to get what your faith says you can have. The word says, speak to the mountain. That's in Mark 11. Speak to the mountain, and the mountain will have to move. Now, either that's true or it's a lie, and God can't lie. So speak to the mountain, and the mountain will have to move. And it is so. And I thank God that his word is so. We have to go to bed at night believing that God is going to do what he said he was going to do. We have to get up in the morning believing the same thing. We need to walk through the day believing the same thing. The word say we have to pray without ceasing. And that means we have to have a prayerful spirit. We can't just say, well, Lord, I need a healing, and then just walk on off and forget about it. We need to say within our spirit, well, the Lord said, by his stripes I was healed. And then it'll go away, the thought will go away, and then you bring it right back. You pull it back up and say, the Lord said, by his stripes I'm healed. It'll go away again. It'll come right back. The Lord said, by his stripes I was healed. And then you keep watching. You keep watching and say, okay, I don't see it now, but it's so. Because the word said it was so. The word said, by his stripes I was healed. And we keep right on repeating the same thing. Every time the devil say, well, you know, you prayed and nothing happened, you tell the devil, yeah, I can't see it, but it has happened because the word said it's happened. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't see it yet, but it's coming. It's already happened. I just can't see it in the natural yet. But the word said, and that's the way Jesus said when the devil tried to tempt him. Every time the devil tried to tempt him, he would tell him what the word said. And see, that's what the devil don't want to hear is what the word said. He don't want to hear that, but you tell him that anyway. And as long as you keep telling the devil what the word said, the word is going to win out every time. See? By his stripes I'm healed. Hallelujah. God said it's so. devil, you can go back where you came from. I'm not buying anything that you sell in the day. That's what you have to tell him. I'm not buying that stuff about them. And when you keep talking to him that way, something is going to happen. It's going to happen. You're going to see a whole lot of stuff come to pass that the devil keep telling you couldn't happen. You tell him what the word said. And then stand on that. Don't move off of it. You might be broke, but don't let that come out of your mouth. Don't say, well, I'm broke. So the word said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. And if he said that I can do all things, that means I can have all things through Christ who strengthened me, then you stand on it. Don't move off of it. Don't move to the right. Don't move to the left. Just stand on what that says the Lord. Hallelujah. And I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for all that he has done. I thank God for, hallelujah, what the words say. We have the same spirit of faith according as it is written. And it's written in the word. Faith is written in the word. I believed. The word said it, so I believed it. And therefore I have spoken. We speak that word. Speak it forth. Speak it. Say it. Believe it. We also believe, and therefore we speak. So we speak. Life is in, if the, what is that? The power of life and death is in the tongue. So if we say what God says about us, it's coming to pass. Just like Daniel, when he prayed, it took 21 days for his answer to be manifest in the earth. But the word also says when Daniel prayed, the answer left heaven immediately. But see, the devil had to go up there and fight with the angel while he was trying to bring the answer to Daniel. But how many know that the devil cannot whoop Michael? He had to face down Michael the archangel. He had to face him down. And then another angel brought the answer right on. It took 21 days. See, the devil can't take from you what God has given you. All he can do is delay the answer just enough to cause you to doubt. But a lot of times Jesus said, you didn't get what you asked for because of your unbelief. Your unbelief. That's a lot of times why we don't get what we ask for when we pray is our unbelief. Well, God said I was going to get it, but I don't see it. I don't see it. I've been looking for it for 2 weeks. I've been looking for it for 2 days. I didn't get it. And that's why you didn't get it, because you were looking for it and didn't expect to see it. But if I ask God for something, I expect to see it. I don't know how long it's going to take. But understand this. If God said it, it's so. And I begin to praise God for everything that he said. I thank God for everything that he said. Because I lean and depend on him. Every day, not just when I want something. I lean and depend on him. When I feel like praising him, I lean on and depend on him. When I don't feel like praising him, sometimes I get up in the morning and I feel so bad, I don't know what in the world to do. But I said, Lord, I thank you that you gave me this day. Lord, I thank you for making this day a great day for me. Lord, I don't know what's going to happen today, but I know this. I know that you're in charge of my day. I know that you said, hallelujah, you were going to take care of me. And I know, Lord, that I can depend on you at all times. I don't care what it looked like, Lord, if you said it, I'm sitting here, I'm waiting on it. And that's the way it was with Joshua and Caleb. They went on and took care of business, you see. That's what we have to do. We have to take care of business. How do we take care of business? Is believe the word of God. So, but where is your faith? Do your faith say, well, I can't have it, and I know God said I could have it, but and every time we put our butt up there in the way, we can't see anything that we can have. We can't see it. So we got to start seeing what God said we could have. We got to trust him. And the psalmist said, trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And that's what we have to do. If the Lord say, get out on your knees and pray, then that's what we need to do, get on our knees and pray. If the Lord say, walk on your hands, that's what we need to do, is take off and start walking on our hands. We have to do what thus says the Lord. Sometimes the Lord will tell us to do something, and it might seem real stupid to us, but it make real good sense to him. And as long as it's making sense to him, I don't care how crazy it looks to me and to the people around me. I don't care what it looked like. It could look real stupid, and I don't care what people think about me. When it come right down to it, I'm going to do what thus says the Lord. And I said, Lord, I glorify you, I thank you, and I honor you. So that's what we have to do when we go before the Lord. Go before the Lord with thanksgiving. See, we need to start being thankful even before we see the answer. When the thought come into our head to pray, we need to start believing we receive it right then. Hallelujah. And then listen, if you got anything against anybody, forgive them. You can't hold grudges and think that God is going to answer your prayer because he won't do it. Because in Mark 11, I want to say it's chapter verse 26. He said, if you got anything against anybody, you forgive them. And another scripture says, without faith it's impossible to please God, that whosoever come to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And Mark 11, 20, wait a minute, let me look. Okay, Mark 11, 25 and 26 say, and when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. And they come again to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, there come to him the chief priests and the scribes and the elders, and say unto him, by what authority does thou these things? In other words, they want to know what authority does Jesus heal, that Jesus can raise the dead. They would rather for the man to stay dead and for the child to stay dead, and even the man stay in the tomb that's been dead 4 days, they more worried about what authority does he use to do this. But therefore, we got to stop that. We got to stop that. Don't worry about what authority we do it on. Just worry about the fact that Jesus said, long as we use his name and we got faith and we are obedient to the Lord, we got the authority to call on the name of Jesus, and those things that we say when we pray, believe, and we receive them, we have them. So we got to start believing. We need to start just believing. It go in your head, in your mind's eye, and say, Lord, you said this. I'm going to stand on it, Lord. I ain't moving to the right. I ain't moving to the left. I'm going to just do what thus says the Lord. And just stand right there. And the devil will try to put you off. He'll do stuff to try to take your attention and put it someplace else. Because what he doesn't want you to do is think about Jesus. And you know that the devil knew who Jesus was, because the devil started out in heaven. So he knew who Jesus was. He knew what authority that Jesus had. But what he wanted to do was take Jesus' mind off of what his father had told him to do. And he wanted him to doubt whether or not God actually told him that. And that's how he got Adam and Eve to eat the fruit. Because he told Eve something. And her being inquisitive wanted to see whether or not the thing that the devil said was so. So she was just inquisitive and wanted to know, well, I'm going to see if I know much as God. See, that was the one thing with the devil. He wanted to be higher than God. He wanted God to bow down to him. And then he got kicked out of heaven. Please don't get kicked out of heaven. Don't do it. Say, okay, Lord, I'm going to be submissive to your will. Whatever your will is, Lord, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do your will, Lord. Just tell me what your will is. And don't let the devil distract you, because that's what he will do. He will distract you. You'll be looking one way, and he'll walk up behind you and hit you down across your face, eyes, and all that, so that you can't see what he's doing. But you got to understand, if a thought comes into your head and you know that that's not from God, then you know the devil did it. So whatever you do, do the opposite thing. Don't do what the devil said. You do the opposite thing than that thought that come into your head. Don't let the devil trap you and trick you. And that's the word. Look, bring your faith to the forefront. That's what you do. Take your faith, say, well, God said this, and I don't care who else said what, this is what I'm going to believe. And stand on it. And that's the word for today. Stand on the word. And don't let him distract you, because he got all these different kind of things that he does to distract those that would believe in the Lord. Now, that's the word for today. Now, let us pray. Our Father and our God, Lord, we come before you, giving you thanks, glory, and honor. Lord, I ask that you will bless Betty Sue Dewar in the name of Jesus. Lord, bring healing in her body right now in the name of Jesus, because you sent your word to heal her. You didn't say it depends on what she's sick with. You didn't say how far along the disease might be. You said you sent your word to heal her. So, God, according to your word, hallelujah, I lift them up today. Lord, look on Pastor Vanilla Harris today. Oh, God, bind up the pain that's in her heart over losing her son in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, look on my niece Pat and her family. Lord, look on my children in the name of Jesus. Lord, and I'm not just talking about those that I gave birth to or adopted. I'm talking about, Lord, any child that belonged to me, regardless of how I got that child, Lord, those that I got by just outright love. And then, Lord, I ask that you will bless Reverend Thurlin Kearney in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I just touch his body right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch his eyesight right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I lift up Apostle May Gossett to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way. Father, I lift up Reverend Ellison, Robert E. Ellison to you today, God. Brother L.A., I lift them all up to you today, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way. Oh, God, look up, dry up cancer today, God. In the name of Jesus. Dry up glaucoma in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you said you sent your word to heal. And in the name of Jesus, I thank you for that word that you sent. Hallelujah. And I thank you for that angel you sent. Hallelujah. That you sent to minister to your people, God. In the name of Jesus, we said thank you. Oh, God, those people that's in the hospital, God, with body racked with pain, Lord, I lift them up to you today. Those people that's in prison, God. Oh, God, regardless of why they are there. Oh, God, you said you was a forgiving God. And whatever they've done, God, give them a heart to want to come and hear what your words say. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy. Those old people and those other people that, whatever the reason, that's in a nursing home, God. Oh, God, just heal them, God. Hallelujah. Give them peace of mind, God. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you, we honor you, and, Lord, we do praise you. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. We'll see you next week, if the Lord says so, right back here on the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Catch the wave. Ta-da.
What a word, what a word. Elder Curry Hurst, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, to God be the glory. We certainly thank you so much for that powerful word on today. Be sure to join Elder Curry Hurst every Tuesday at 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet station in the world. 15 minutes after the hour, you're catching the wave, and certainly we want to thank you for locking in right here to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. My pleasure again to be with you on this wonderful day as we give God the praise through songs and the Word of God. And for those of you locked to lock in right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can lock in on our website, nfiradio.com. That's nfiradio.com. You can also tune in live on our Facebook page at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Again, on our Facebook page, that's NFI Radio Gospel Network. We are an international network where you can lock in anywhere in the world, and you can also tune in and listen in with your mobile phone, or if you have a request, you can call 347-215-8049. Again, that number, 347-215-8049. Let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. 27 minutes after the hour. Once again, want to thank all of you so much for catching the wave. Always my pleasure. I'm your host, The Anointed One, and we are cooking with grease. I just need you to let me and help me light the fire, huh? If you help me light the fire, just wave your hand. If you can't say a word, wave your hand. I understand. Look, I want you to help me lift them up. You can do that, right? Well, look, again, thank you so much. Those of you sending your emails, as well as those of you that send us messages through Facebook, and those of you that call in here to the studios, we appreciate every kind word that you share to let others know to lock in right here. That's 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, right here on our website, nfiradio.com, or you can also join us on Facebook simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. Got more music coming for you, and many of you already know who this gentleman is. I don't even need to even mention his name. You'll know by the sound, and you'll know, is there a doctor in the house? Yeah, there's one. Only one in quartet music, and I'm speaking of the one and only Doc McKenzie and the Gospel Highlights, all up next right after this. We'll be right back with more great gospel music.
Larger than all the land, my Lord has got this whole world in the palm of his hand.